Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. According to our jurists, the whole world is divided into two blocks, the Muslim bloc and the non-Muslim bloc. They say that the Muslim bloc is called the Darul Islam and the non-Muslim bloc is called the Darul Kufr. Now, this distinction is very, very important because on the basis of distinction, there are certain directives which our jurists think are related to the Darul Kufr. Now, first of all, it needs to be appreciated that if Darul Kufr is a place where the kuffar live or the disbelievers live, then this is something which cannot be agreed upon in today's times. This is simply because of the fact that we cannot determine who amongst the non-Muslims are kafirs. I have explained elsewhere in some of my other lectures that a kafir is a person who deliberately denies Islam, who deliberately denies the truth. He is convinced of the truth and he still denies the truth. So such a person can be called a kafir. Now, since such a thing relates to one's intentions, so therefore it is only the Almighty who can inform us whether a particular non-Muslim or a group of non-Muslims is a kafir or not. So therefore we cannot of our own accord grant the status of kafir to certain non-Muslims. On the basis of this assertion, therefore, we cannot regard the non-Muslim bloc as a Darul Kufr. Now, one can ask that why at all is this important to regard the non-Muslim lands as Darul Kufr? So the importance of this distinction is that our jurists think that the Darul Kufr has to be converted into Darul Islam through jihad. It has to convert into Darul Islam. It cannot remain as a Darul Kufr. So therefore, the distinction, the importance of this distinction is that the Darul Islam or the rulers of the Darul Islam should attack the Darul Kufr and they should forcibly convert the kafirs into subservience of the Muslims. I have explained in some of my other lectures that this also is not true. It has resulted because of an erroneous conclusion which has resulted because of the whole endeavor of the messengers of God has not been understood properly in the context of the Quran. According to the Quran, in the times of the messengers of God, the Almighty punished people who had deliberately denied the truth by taking the whole affair in his own hands. And through the agencies of the messengers and through their followers, he punished people who had deliberately denied the truth. And this deliberate denial, of course, was termed kufr in those times. Today, we are not given this option. We are not given this prerogative to attack non-Muslim land because kafirs are living in it, simply because this was something which related to the messengers of God only. And the other thing is that today we cannot determine who amongst these non-Muslims is a kafir. So therefore, dividing the whole world into a Darul Kufr or Darul Islam is an uncalled for and it does not relate to today's times. Today, at best, what can be said is that all non-Muslim lands should be called the Darul Dawa or the place in which we should offer our preaching and we should call people towards Islam and we should consider them to be the potential addressees of Islam and potential converts towards Islam. We cannot regard these non-Muslim lands as Darul Kufr. أَكُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ